I have started. Nasuyan khalu krishnaya mohitastasya maya manyamana swapra parshasthan swan swan dharan bhajau kusha. जी गोस्वामी मूल मूल मीन्स रूट प्रधान आर्गुमेंट इज दैट इन श्लोक इट अपियर्स दैट ऑल द गोप्स were knowing that their wives are with them. And this occurred due to yoga maya of Krishna. So they did not have any but this
jealousy.
Jealousy or anything. You both have come. I will have to do so. This is. So they had no jealousy. His root argument is that they have no jealousy to Krishna due to yoga maya or maya. He is telling first thing that Krishna is Sarveshwareshwar and he is powerful. So what he does, he can do. No offense, no allegation, no dosh,
fault.
But Gopil will have to bear this fault. Then he argues that they have also no fault, but they have nothing, they have done nothing against Varnashram or anything, because they were the wives of Krishna and Yoga Maya, their Swarup Shakti or the Kaya Vyuha of Swarup Shakti. Manifested self. Actually, this was fault for their namely husbands, Brajavasis. They have falsely made up their minds that these are my wives. But Ji Goswami tells that they have not knew the real gopis, their wives, as their wives. By yoga maya, they have only known the shadow of the gopis which were there. And this was also false, because they were false, so their relation is also false.
Some of the husbands themselves are also shadow, their shadow.
But he is not telling about this. What he is telling? Yes. But really, they were also shadow. By yoga maya. For testing of this parakiya bhava. Because Krishna has, so the meeting of gopis and Krishna was a nirvaddha sanjujan, very pure,
completely
pure like anything pure. Here, if the husbands, Brajavasis, are supposing the gopis that they are my wives, it is not true. No. Mohitas tasya mayaya. He stresses on this. Mohitas tasya mayaya. If anyone is covered with maya, he will have more regard to Krishna. If they are not covered with maya, we are all covered with maya. So we have forgotten Krishna. No? Try to understand this fact. If anyone covered with maya, then he forgets Krishna. Why he has told like so that mohitas tasya maya manyamana so parsthana swan swan dara brajaukasa. If anyone is mohita, you know,
bewildered
by maya, he will forget Krishna. He has no anurag. And those who are uncovered with maya, not mohita, then they will have really anurag to Krishna. So why they covered with maya? They mohita, in this shloka, why it has been told? Hindi mein samjho. Ek aadmi maya ke dwara mohit ho jayega, to mohit hone se to Bhagwan ka bahirmukh ho gaya. तो वो तो भगवान को भूल जाएगा और भगवान की अवज्ञा करेगा. भगवान की वह अवज्ञा करेगा. He will be like Kans. But here he has told that they nasuyan.
They
are no jealousy. It means they were not mohit by Maya.
Yes,
anyhow, he is not, because if he will tell, then he will, tab wo, he will be bound to say that they are parakiya. That is why he is not touching this point.
Very tactfully, Farji was saying.
Very tactfully he is telling. Maya mohit hona ka lakshan hai. The symptom of maya mohit is to do dvesh with Krishna. So why he has told here that they were mukta by maya, but they had no jealousy to Krishna. They should have jealousy. It means they are swakiya bhav to Krishna. That is why they have no jealousy. But if there is a slope that Varjamana Pativhi, their husband told that don't go. Why they told? If they have no jealousy to Krishna, why they told? Whether they knew that Krishna has attracted them and they have gone to Krishna to dance and to do ras, whether they knew or not. If they did not knew that they have gone, our wives have gone to Krishna, if they knew, then it will be two cases. They will have to jealousy against Krishna. Otherwise, Krishna is so much dear and near to them, then they will think that Krishna is so near and dear to me. But why in night my wives are going there? Some jealousy abhas will be there. Because in night Krishna should not awake, he should take rest. But they are playing. They will not think that anything bad they are doing. They are playing. But
how can they think that way?
Huh?
How can they think that way?
Kyo nahi?
Because their wives are grown, Krishna's grown.
Because it has written in Srimad Bhagavat, Ja Brajvasi all thought Krishna that he is my Atma, he is my near dear and he is everyone. Because it has been told. So Krishna is very near and dear. But any near dear, father and mother also gives a slap to her. Why? No? Because for their benefit, boys' benefit, sons. Likewise, they are thinking that in night it is not good to play or to wake. So, they have no jealousy Krishna, because they know that Krishna is so good boy. If we take for argument this point, he is telling. So, but there should be certainly not jealousy, but yet it will be jealousy abhas. But here he is telling that no, nothing.
Abhas
also. No abhas at all. So how to
reconcile
this? He is telling that Mohitas Tasya Maya will have to discover who is Mohita, how is Mohita. They have no jealousy with Krishna. Here he discovers a point that Yoga Maya Mupasrita, first slokin. In
29.
In Aras, Krishna is no karta, gopis are no karta. Rasasthali, Ras is herself karta. Understand karta?
Yeah.
Karta means?
Doer.
Doer. Ras is doer. Ras makes Krishna and gopis dance. Ras makes them to do kirtan, song, and to do everything. As Ras makes them, they nritya and they do everything. Like Kathputali. Kathputali?
Puppets.
Puppets. As anyone does
strings.
there, do all things. So Rashi here is Karta. Krishna is not Karta.
Krishna and Gopi just like puppet.
So here Mohita, Mane Jogamaya, Mohita, not Krishna. Krishna called gopis on his float, obeying Ras. All gopis went. Who went there? All the Prayasi, Swakiya, Gopi went. And the Yogamaya skillfully covered the minds of those gopis. Gopis were not there, only shadow were there. But they were thinking, our wives are with me on bed. They were not on bed. But by Mohita, they were thinking like so. This is called Mohita. And thinking that they were their wives. Actually no wives, and they were not on the bed. But they were thinking that they are in my side by side. This is Mohita Mandi. So he is telling Jab Barjamana Pativi. If they are thinking that my wives are with me by side by, then why they
obstructed
them? Their root wives. Contradicting. If all the wives are here, why to? To whom? He is telling that the shadow wives, they were telling them, why you are going? Why you are going? You should not go in night. If you want to see Krishna, in daytime you can go. And then they saw that their wives were there. They thought that they have obeyed me and they are there. Not to them.
They have already gone.
They have already gone. So, there is no question of Asuya to them.
Nitya-siddha.
This is the work of Yogamaya. So these all gopis who went to Ras, all Swakiya, and to shadows which they thought that they are my wives, this is Mohita. So it is the, really they were Swakiya and all Swakiya. How it?
What does Vishwana Chakravarti tell us?
No. There are so many points more. Why Krishna, their husbands did not know all these things. That Krishna has especially called their wives, Krishna wives. Why Krishna played on the float and told their name by cling? They all understood that Krishna is calling. But the swar of bansi,
sound of the flute,
didn't went in the ears of anyone else besides them. If it was so, then Nanda Baba Jasoda could have run first. That my voice is in the
night time in the forest.
Forest. Why he is in forest? They will have got some fear, so they will also go. Also, all the mothers, all the creatures, everyone has gone there.
Cows would go also.
Cows also.
Everyone.
So it seems that there has been but not knowing. They were knowing that only that or my wives are with me and no one else beside Krishna Swakya went there, all Swakya. How it was done? For reference is giving a example. Once Ram was not in the his kutiya.
Cottage.
Yeah. Ki?
Ravan.
Ravan ki bahan. Surpanakha. Came. Nah. Surpanakha went to Raman and told that my nose and ears have been cut by Ram. He has a very beautiful
wife.
I have gone only to take her for making her your wife. But Ram and Lakshman both snapped our nose and this. And he was crying, you should die at once. Then Raman makes some plan, marriage as a deer, golden deer, and he took Ram. Also Lakshman, in the meantime, alone came Raman. He was so powerful, knowing so many Maya. Maya, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maya.
Illusions.
And he went round the cottage of Ram, saw that there is none, only Sita. He called Sita, but Sita was there, not coming out. Here tells Gargacharya in Padma Puran or anywhere, or it has been written in Kurma Puran also, this story, that anyone cannot do any evil to chaste ladies. What to do about
Sita Devi,
the wife of himself, Ram. So, at that time, Sita was fearing and he prayed to God, demigod, fire. Fire at once listened her
prayer.
And he took Sita in him and made also a shadow of Sita there, which Ram took and take it to Lanka.
Raman.
And after Lanka Vijay, Ram called that Sita and told that I will not
take you.
What you want to do, you can do. At that time, Ram asked very
skillfully,
wanted to give that Chaya Sita in
fire
and far from fire.
Bring the real Sita.
And this fact was not known to Lakshman also, but to anyone else. Skillfully, he told that I will not take you. You should do what you want. She told to Lakshman that make a cheetah for me fire for me.
Funeral fire.
Yes. Funeral fire for me. And I will leave my body there. He was so sad, but yet he carried the order, made a funeral fire, and Sita went on that burning fire. After that, Agnidev came and told Ram, Sita is pure, and you should take from hands. He gave it to Ram. Ramchandra took it skillfully. All saw these things and they became so astonished. So here fire is Karta. He is taking real Sita in him and saved and produced another shadow Maya Sita. And he mane banchana kar diya Ravan ko.
Cheated
Ravan. Also all. So here Jogmaya is Karta. He cheated them, their husbands, not husband. They are only thinking that they are my wives. To whom? Not to Swakiyas, these shadows. This thought. So skillfully Jogmaya to serve Krishna and to make test them, Raso Vaisaha, she skillfully did everything. Mohitatasya Mayaya. But for real they were Sakya, no relation with them, their husbands and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling Bara baj gaya. Theek. I will finish this shloka. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling, touching no all these points. He had nothing to do. All the Krishna and all Gop Badhu. He is telling Gop Badhu directly, not Krishna Badhu. Gop Badhu all. Krishna played with them for a Brahmaratri. But yet, the husbands of Gopis thought that my wives are sleeping with us on a bit. So they did not have any jealousy or hatred. Their Sasru, Sasur, father-in-law, brothers, also have any allegation, have no allegation to their daughters. Daughters and
daughter-in-law.
Daughter?
In-law.
In-law.
Putra Vodha.
Because they were all क्या जो उमाया के प्रभाव से मोहित हो या छीने
दे ऑल बियर्ल्ड बाय जोगमाया
देर जोगमाया तस्माया माया शब्द है जोगमाया बट नॉट बहिरंगा माया अंडरस्टैंड अच्छा बिकॉज़ जोगमाया cannot do anything, Mahamaya cannot do anything with Bhagavat Parivar. Bhagavat Parivar means related to Krishna. So there is no power of Bahiranga Maya here. Because if Bahiranga Maya, then they will be Krishna Bimukh. Cannot unmukh. Kintu Gopganer Tadrish Bhagavat Bhaimukher Kono Lakshan. But Gop. Gop, Nauka. Gop had nothing, no allegation with Krishna.
Supporting the no allegation.
They were not Bhagavat by Mukhya. They always treated Krishna as their Atma, as their friends, as their sons, as their anything near and dear. So they have no allegation to Krishna or their wives or sisters or anything. How Yogamaya did mukt Mohita? Kya angreji kya?
Why Yogamaya bewildered them?
How Yogamaya?
Bewildered them. How did Yogamaya bewilder them?
Bewildered them. When gopis used to go to Abhisar with Krishna, Abhisar, you know? Abhisar with Krishna, to meet Krishna. Yogamaya created shadow of the gopis. And he bewildered the gopis. And that is why they thought that our wives are with me. So they have no anger, nothing jealousy to Krishna or their wives. Because in usual Nilmani, Rupa Goswami has told like so, gopis were more chaste than Lakshmi. No? They have no relation with the gopis. But yet for Yogamaya, they also thought that they are my husbands, and Gopsa also thought that they are my wives. Why? Because Yogamaya is Trishatya. Trishatya, you know? What he does is real. Yogamaya is
always doing future, present, and past.
No?
Trisatya,
not Trikalagya. Trisatya. Trikalagya and everything. She is real. And what she creates is real. What she makes anything, so real. So this Abhiman is real also. Not illusory. Contradictory to Jiva Goswami, he is telling. Yogamaya is Satya, like Krishna is Satya. So what Krishna does, any sankalpa, it is real. So Yogamaya is satya, and his sankalpa are satya, and what she does is satya.
But then there will be two identical gopis for each person. Each person will have its shadow that's real. There won't be a shadow, it'll be real.
Shadow is shadow, he has made shadow, so they cannot be real.
He made it shadow, not real one.
He's telling that they were shadow.
He says so. Otherwise,
real
it'll
is
be
real, shadow is shadow.
So this shadow was created by you.
Our shadow is also real.
It's real, but it's a shadow.
But shadow. So they are shadow, not real. So Jogmaya has done all these things. She has created this Abhiman. Whether it is real or not, she has created. Abhiman is real. So Abhiman of gopis and Abhiman of all the gopis are real. No illusory. Jiva Goswami is telling, illusory. But they have no, whether real or unreal, they have no bodily
relation
with gopis. Only Abhiman.
Even the shadows.
Outside. Because it is written that the real were also in their homes and they were cooking, they were serving, these reals were there. And when they have gone to Abhisar, then Jogmaya has discovered these shadows. Not all time. When gopis were playing with Krishna in the night, whole night, the real were with Krishna and unreal were with their husband. And when real returned, Jogmaya
take out them.
So Abhiman was real, doing everything, but no bodily relation at all. Why it became? To make them parkiya bhav. And parkiya bhav is real because it has been invented by
Jogmaya.
This is the point. Nothing illusory in this. Gaur pramanam deha giriraj dharane ki jai. Tamal kunja ki jai.
I have one question.
Ab aap log jaiye. You should all go. Gharelu vyapar. Jao. Nahi, tu nahi jayegi. Kya karegi? Maregi? Ab no harikatha. Then we will perhaps take 2 days more. Or if you say, in summary, I will finish tomorrow. Do you like to finish tomorrow?
I think so, because otherwise, yeah, it will be difficult. But we should have a full hour. Because Sunday is not good for you.
Yeah.
And Monday, so many men can't
come. Monday will be difficult because we are leaving Monday evening. So if we finish in one day,
you should come at punctually 10:30.
All right.
Or before that.
You say
no, 10:30 is
okay. 10:30. And you'll do 38?
Huh?
You'll, when you said summary of...
Summary like today. But I will try to speak more on plasticity.
39.
Mm.
Okay, very good.
This is so important.
So important.
And if it will be not finished, then on Sunday also you should come for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. I will try. Yes.
I've heard that there are 2 types of guru seva. Prasanga Rupa and Paricharya Rupa. So I would like very brief explanation of both. And which
you
is
should,
better?
You should tell. Or he should explain. One Prasanga.
Paricharya Rupa, Sangha Rupa.
I heard
Sangha Rupa means this is Sangha Rupa.
Yes, yes.
Paricharya Rupa means when you do pranam, anyone cooks, makes snan, bathing, and doing everything like you have served your Gurudev.
He is doing all these things.
Tamal Krishna Swami, Tamal Krishna and Giriraj Swami has served their holy master by sangha and by paricharya both.
Now, in comparison, which is better?
Which is better?
Of the two.
Both are better on their
qualification.
On spot.
On stage.
Can you say, explain that point? Both have their own merit.
A Sangha. Sangha means Harikatha and all things. And also by carrying orders, go and preach and all these things. It comes in Sangha. This is also very necessary. And also Paricharya, when he is doing Paricharya. But I think Sangha is more valuable. By this Sangha, Paricharya also be what? Vishambhavai. Without Sangha, Paricharya will not be Vishambhavai.
Not pure.
Not pure.
No, with
affection and love. So, Sangha is more.
At first, Prasanga is very essential.
For a association, if the seva devotee has become Vishrambha bhav, adopted, then Paricharya will also
higher.
He is doing so and asking Sangha and he is replying and his everything is gone. But if only Paricharya is there, no Sangha, then they can leave this Paricharya also after some time. But if the Sangha is there, never it will break. I think so. It has not written, I have told my from my conscience. Bas, I'll have to take. I had told you before that tell that your company there in Mayapur, if any arguments comes, I have told that if they will reject me, then I will give sannyas and give diksha. I have only for
joking.
So, whether they are rejecting me or not rejecting, I will serve him. I have written this. So I will not do anything. Anything wrong, I cannot
remember, cannot think.
Love anyone. और आई प्यार करता हूँ प्यार
लव
देन इफ एनीवन लव्स दे विल हैव आल्सो लव बिटवीन देम
डोंट फॉरगेट इट
इफ आई लव एनीवन हु हैज नो रिलेशन विथ यू बट यू नो दैट हिज कृपा पात्र ऑफ नारायण महाराज you should also have mercy upon him. No?
Yes, Santur may have a lot of this.